Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're into part 36 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And if you'd like to have a copy of this tape, it's program number 138. And at the end of the program, we'll show you how you're able to get a copy of it. Please specify if you want a CD or a tape. Free of charge, everything is free of charge from our ministry. We have several letters, and a letter here from a soldier, an actual high-ranking officer in the military. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Lord God, you know that I'm so tired today that it's unbelievable, and so I need your power, your strength. Lord, take over my vessel, this vessel of yours that belongs to you, and minister through it that the souls in the world can be saved and that the church will be edified. Father, God Almighty, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Everybody says amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Where's the first letter from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, let's read it.
Dear beloved and respected brother, Dr. Tony Alamo, sir, greetings to you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you and we pray for you all. Thank you very much for your prayers, cooperation, and support to the poor and needy people in India. Brother, thank you very much for sending me the wonderful, powerful, and spiritual literature. They are a great encouragement to me. We are winning many more souls for Christ through your literature. Thank you for the same. Brother, please pray for food materials to the poor widows and orphans in India. Thanking you with best regards, Pastor Johan from Andhra Pradesh, India.
We do pray for them, and we would like to open a door to the people that have been, to the hundreds of thousands of children and adults that have been destroyed by bombs from our military in Iraq. We saw several of those little children on television with their dads, and their brothers and sisters were blown to bits. Little kids, 1 year, 3 years old, 5 years old. Some of them had no arms, and they were blinded, and they didn't even know what happened to them. And it was, and they're calling George W. Bush the mental case terrorist. Now, there was no threat of anything over there, but this is a trick of Satan to call President Bush the big terrorist. He's very stupid, yes, because he's doing what the Vatican tells him to do. President Bush is a dummy that the Vatican picked to take the heat off the Vatican. Every president since FDR and even before him was chosen for this task, to be so blatantly insane and do things that the Vatican is telling them to do, because Satan is insane, and Satan is possessed, possessing the bodies of the people that are in the body of Antichrist here on Earth. Naturally, the head of this organization, which controls the world government and media, is in Rome. And President Bush is just one of the dummies. When I was talking to Ronald Reagan's right-hand man, Herb Ellingswood, he told me that he had breakfast with the president, because I told him to talk to the president about stopping Raymond A. Donovan from coming against us, and after we won all these precious souls, hippies off the street, and built homes for them and fed, clothed, and housed them. He was attacking us and stating that we had to give every one of them a paycheck every week, which was rank insanity. This is the insanity coming from Satan's cult in Rome, the Catholic Vatican. And if they, what they do is they handpick these stupid, very stupid men to be president of the United States. And they just think it's such an honor, and everybody just thinks that they're such wonderful people. But Ronald Reagan's right-hand man, Herb Ellingswood, told me that the man, that Reagan can't do anything. He says he loves you, man, but his hands are tied. He is a puppet of the Vatican, and he can't do anything because they won't let him. All of our trouble is coming from the Vatican. All the trouble of the people that are being blown to bits in Iraq are Vatican's telling Bush what to do, and Bush is doing it. Therefore, Bush gets labeled as the number one terrorist, but he's just one of the Rome's lieutenants, just like all the other presidents, Jimmy Carter and all them. And everything that you hear them say is nothing more than what they're polyparroting from what the Vatican says. And we're going to give you a letter. I think this is the right time to read that letter from this. We have other letters here, but this is a good letter here from a person that's in the military. Go ahead and read that.
Okay.
Where's it from? Who's it from?
His name is Joseph Durocker from Orlando, Florida.
And what was his rank in the service, does it say?
No.
Okay, but he was an officer. Okay. Where's he from?
He's from Orlando, Florida.
All right.
Dear Mr. President, as a young man, I was honored to serve our nation as a commissioned officer and helicopter pilot in the U.S. Navy.
He was on the USS Hornet, which is a flat top, like just the same as the Boxer and the Ticonderoga. The Hornet used to dock out where I was stationed in the Navy at North Island in San Diego, just off San Diego. Now there's an actual ramp going from San Diego to North Island. I just couldn't believe it because we used to have to take the nickel digger out there. And many times Ticonderoga, which is another aircraft carrier or a flat top, and the Hornet would be out there. Right, you know, when we get off the nickel digger, we have to walk right by it. It's about 1 foot tall. I've actually even put my hand on it every time I go by. That's how close it was to us. But this man was on the Hornet. All right, then go ahead.
Before me in World War II, my father defended the country, spending 2 years in the Pacific aboard the USS Hornet, CV-14.
Well, it was his dad, okay. Well, I wasn't in World War II. I'm not that old. But I've seen the Hornet many times in San Diego, right? Those flat tops, they can move them right close to the shore. Not battleships, though. They're too heavy. They dock them out in the ocean. They have to stay out quite a ways. Then what?
We were patriots sworn, quote, to protect and defend, unquote. Today, I conclude that you have dishonored our service and the Constitution and principles of our oath.
See, this is he has done that, but realize that the man is really a half-wit, and he's taken orders. He's not an honorable man. He's a half-wit that's been chosen, highly selected by the Vatican because he's stupid enough to do the things that they're telling him to do. And we're praying for you, Mr. Bush. We're definitely praying for you. That God will bring you to your senses. And we're praying for all the other people in the country that are duped, like this man here. He thinks it's Bush that's doing all that stuff. It looks like it because the media says it's him. And that's why Clinton walks around with a smile on his face, former President Clinton, is because he did exactly what the Vatican wanted him to do, to degrade, disgrace the United States of America, because they want it to be a universal control. They want everybody to know that we're a bunch of weasels. And the people from Iraq that were on television with these little children were saying that Mr. Bush is the biggest terrorist in the world. And that's just exactly, he doesn't care because he got high position. That's what he got position and money, and he just thinks that he's the cat's meow, because of all this. And he has, the Vatican has guaranteed that he has a lot of protection. Whenever he came over to MENA, Arkansas, or wherever he appears, or in Hope, Arkansas, there's squadrons of fighter jets just constantly combing over his head, and there's like thousands of troops that will be around him because he feels that he's pretty safe. But, you know, the Spirit of God can come down and snatch his life right out of his body in just like a flat second. And that's why former President Clinton is walking around with a grin on his face, because he has security around him all the time as well. And he doesn't care, he doesn't mind what the people think about him, because they really think that the people in the world are a bunch of cattle, just the common people, and they consider themselves the elite, you know. They shop at J.C., not pennies, but pennies, okay. They're really something, they curve their little finger when they say, I shop at J.C. Penney's, you know. They're really something else, but really, you know, there isn't anybody that's really any different than them. We're all created by the same God, made out of the same dirt of the ground, amen?
Amen.
And we're all going to have to face God. And this is where this dimwit, he doesn't remember that, or he doesn't believe that. What a crude awakening for someone like him. But people realize that all this is coming from the Vatican. These guys are not smart. President Bush is not smart. And the troops, United States troops have been trained to kill innocent people, just like they did over at Waco. And that's what these people are saying on television. Harry Belafonte and all kinds of different people are saying President Bush is the biggest terrorist. And that every one of these people they asked, are you afraid to go back to Iraq? Because they were brought here to have some hospital attendance, you know, to be attended by hospital, by physicians and doctors, and they say, and the surgeons, and they say, well, we are, because, you know, we could be innocently driving in our automobile and then all of a sudden be blown right off the map for no reason at all. They're saying that the U.S. troops are over there and they're firing point blank into people's houses that are not doing anything, and they're just killing little babies and little children. It showed this one boy who was like 8 years old, and he was sitting there on his dad's lap, and the dad, you could see his heart was just wrenched, and he was blind from this shell from a U.S. tank. I just shot him for, you know, kicks. And they're torturing people. And Bush, President Bush, because of what he's being told from the Vatican, is advocating torture. This is the organization in Rome that has always advocated torture. Satan gets, living in people, gets his kicks when he sees people being tortured. And if he can get a hold of some half-wits like the people in the administration here in the United States, they'll do anything to have the Vatican's money. That's the richest organization on the face of the earth as temporal or secular riches. People that are born again of the Spirit are the richest people in the entire world, because we are co-owners of everything with the Lord. We're going to spend eternity in the kingdom of heaven. And we're not afraid of what they can do to us, because like the little boy said, they said, do you remember anything? He says, all I know was I heard a big boom, and then I woke up in the hospital. So when you die, there's no big thing. I mean, you just don't know anything, and here you are in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And thank God, like if they do kill you, well, they can't kill your spirit. But the Lord says that he has the power to kill your life, your body, and sling your soul into hell. But Satan can't do that to you. He can kill the body, all right, that's right. But he cannot send your soul to hell. So if you're doing what the Lord tells you to do, you've got it made. All right, just keep serving the Lord. And don't let the Vatican hoodwink you by pointing, oh, this Bush is a terrorist and everything. That's what he's being paid for. That's why he gets the big bucks. That's why, you know, he knows the deal that he made. We'll make you president of the United States if you'll take all the dung from the people of the world, if you'll, front for us. You're our front. Now, I'm telling you, you have to be very obedient to me. If I tell you to go over and bomb Iraq, civilians, innocent men, women, and children, you better do it. Because if you don't, we'll kill you. Now, why will we kill you? Because we made you president of the United States. We gave you a big salary, and we let you monkey around. We let you have, your access to as many females as you want. or if you're homosexual, you get all the homosexuals that you want. You have no idea the corruption of the Vatican. There was a man named Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King, but he said the Vatican is the sewer of corruption. They have, in that Vatican, people have gone there and visited, and people that have repented, like, for instance, Alberto Rivera, stated that they have little girls in there that are about 7 and 8 years old walking around without clothes on, serving these cardinals and the Pope with trays of food, and boys also, little boys that do that. And say, that's pretty corrupt, if you don't mind. And here they are prosecuting people. These prosecutions that you see happening today are people, all the stuff that they've accused me of and that I went to prison for was just made up stuff. And that's what Harry Belafonte was saying, and some of the other people today, is they just make up things. He was not invited to Martin Luther King's wife's funeral, and he said it really galled him to see all these people that were the oppressors, the ones that brought all the oppression against Martin Luther King and all the people that want freedom. Here they were sitting up on the platform, and he, who was the actual friend of Martin Luther King, never got invited. And he was the exact same friend of Martin Luther King's wife. And it was he that told Martin Luther King's wife to go to Memphis to tell them, or I believe it was Memphis or Nashville someplace, that to tell the people, because there was like thousands of these workers that were expecting Martin Luther King to show up, and she went there and encouraged them to keep the peace movement going. Well, these people... Harry Belafonte is aiding the Vatican by saying it's President Bush that's causing all this stuff. It's all from the Vatican. Everything, because the Bible says so on top of it. Amen?
Amen.
So you mustn't let this deceptive news media, this government, deceptive government, here they want to be honored, you know, that we're really doing, you know, and it was them that assassinated the guy, and here they are. It's like the mafia. They go out and kill some guy, and then they buy the best funeral for him and take the flowers over there and say, oh man, he was a good guy, you know, we really loved the guy. And before they had the funeral, when there's nobody in there, they go in and see his corpse in the casket and fire about 25 more rounds in him to make sure that he's good and dead after he's already embalmed. This is the Vatican. All this kind of stuff is the Vatican. They're the real mafia. And I pity all of you people, President Bush, all you former presidents, like Jimmy Carter and all of you that took instructions from them, Richard, Milhouse, Nixon, FDR, all of these people, that your souls are going to wind up in hell with the devil for letting him use you. We've been put in this world in image and likeness to the Lord, to allow him to live in us and through us. And I'm not preaching hate, I'm just preaching where the real enemy is, where it's from, so that you know not to believe all this stuff. And even on this TV program called Democracy, and that's the one where they were exposing all this stuff, but democracy is really dictatorship. Because the people, when they're brainwashed, the democratic thing to do is let the people vote in who they will. And when they're totally possessed with the devil, when they're totally deceived, who wants to live in a country where the people, that the deceived people are the ones that their vote counts? They're all applauding for homosexuality. I mean, democracy is insanity. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in running things the way the Lord says, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord says, puts people down. He says, you know, the cease ye from the man or men or the population. Cease ye from man in whose nose is one breath. for how little are people to be accounted of. But he said, listen to me and run things the way that I say. Do what I tell you and live. Because if you do what people tell you to do, if you want to be so democratic to say that people can be versus God, that's what exactly has happened. Democracy is an exact attempt to fight God, and they're fighting God. Now God has declared war on people, and it's not going to be pretty what you see happening. You see the tsunamis, the earthquakes, you see the pestilence. Pestilence means all the different diseases, the incurable diseases that are happening in this world today. You see the typhoons and the hurricanes and mudslides and floods and all sorts of things that the Lord stated would happen because of democracy. God is not a Democrat, and God is not a Republican. He's a theocrat. God, theo means God. Amen?
Amen.
He's a godocrat. Okay? And if you want to be on God's side, you have to join him. He's not a political party. He's a dictator. And if you don't like it, then put your dukes up, because he'll snuff you. All he has to do is pinch your tiny little nose and pinch your lips, and you won't be able to breathe. Or the Lord showed me how easy it was for him to take the breath out of my body at the time that he first visited me. I was like you people, a lot of you people out there. I didn't believe that God existed until the time that he started pulling the breath out of me. I didn't feel any sensation of pain or anything, but I just lost my breath. The wind that was in me, the spirit kept going in and out of me. The breath, the wind, the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And so I caution you to be warned, you know, that it's not Bush. If the Vatican told him to go and rescue these people and stop bombing everybody, Bush would do it. Because Bush said that, he says that that the Pope is the greatest man in the world, and that I will do whatever, I will enforce anything that he says to do. So you got to know that this anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-God organization, anti-Christian organization, and they're starting to say that the Vatican is opening up doors, you know, to, here and there, to take some of these people in. Then they decided not to do it. I have access to a building that belongs to one of the churches that I pastor in Texarkana, Texas, that if these people that are dispossessed and they need a place to live, they can come there and stay free of charge, and we'll feed them, clothe them, house them, and introduce them to doctors and pay for their medical expenses. And so I really feel sorry for these poor innocent people that were bombed because the Pope told Bush to do it. And Belafonte calls Bush the biggest terrorist, but don't believe that. He's just one of the many terrorists. He's just a puppet of the big terrorist, which is he's the next to the biggest terrorist, which is the Pope in Rome. But let me tell you, God is even a bigger terrorist, because God doesn't terrorize innocent people and people that serve him. But what he's going to do is terrorize you that believe these false reports about it being Bush. And just like this officer here that we were reading his report, he thinks it's Bush. And it is, but he's taken instructions. He knows that if he doesn't do what the Pope tells him to do, that he's going to be horizontal and down 6 feet. That's what President Bush knows, and all the presidents. You say, well, boy, aren't you afraid? No, because somebody has to speak out. Amen?
Amen?
Somebody that isn't deceived like this man here, and like Harry Belafonte, and this all these people that believe in democracy. In other words, the people are deceived. And so forget about we the people. If we the people want to be blessed, then we have to say we're children of the Lord. We don't enforce what the Pope says or what the politicians say, but we enforce what the Lord says. because God is King. Amen?
Amen.
God is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. His word reigns. And his word is the one that's going to finally judge everybody. So it's better to get on God's side right now than it is to be on Bush's or democracy side. You know, you hear these oppressors like Bush and the whole administration and all these people before him saying, we must have democracy. We must have autonomy. Where's the autonomy? There's no autonomy, separation between the governments. It's all a one-world government. Who's that weasel that talks like that? You know, you don't hear him anymore because I exposed him years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Henry Kissinger. We must have autonomy. We must, get out of here. He's another one of their puppets. The man is exalted to have a brain in his head. But the man is totally insane for listening to the Vatican. He tried to move the Vatican into Jerusalem. And he's been pushing for that. And the Vatican wants to be put in Jerusalem because the Pope wants to be said to be the Messiah. And they're building a temple there, man-made temple for this this imposter to sit down into and say he's God. But what it is that this imposter, this satanic being, this spirit of Satan is sitting down in you people that are out in the world. And you think it's such a crime to come against democracy. Democracy is we the people, and the people vote in homosexuals. Look at these Episcopalians, they put a homosexual in charge. They say, well, we the people, the more we vote, the masses have always been wrong. Don't you remember when God drowned the whole world?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Everybody was wrong except Noah. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so, I mean, where do you get off thinking that just because the masses think something is right, that it's right? Okay, always the minority, the Jesus and his 12 disciples, minus one, which was the an Antichrist, they were the ones that were right, and all the rest were wrong. Amen?
Amen.
So don't go by what the masses say. Oh, it's the latest. Oh, it's the greatest, you know. Stamps, baby, stamps. All right, finish the letter.
My dad was buried with full military honors, so I cannot...
This president told him to go to war, FDR. We've got to go over there. This will be a day of infamy, you know, and remembering forever. He's the one that helped bomb Pearl Harbor. He was one of the oppressors. He knew it was going to happen. He wanted war. And here, 3,000 and some odd people died, and then tens of thousands after that because of this weasel that was taking orders from the Vatican. His favorite person was Cardinal Spellman. They used to confer all the time. You'd always see him on the news telling him what the Pope says. And what he must do for the Pope. Otherwise, you're crippled, but he says, you know, we'll make you worse than crippled if you don't do what we say. Okay? He says, I'll do it, Pope. Okay, then we'll build ramps for you to get so that it look like you're walking. Come up the ramp. Okay? And we'll give you plenty of cigars to chew on with your friend Winnie from England. Okay, and you know we want everybody to believe that there's a shortage of everything, so don't let anyone eat butter. Take all the butter away from people, and they take it out in the ocean and dump it there. Say, we're sending all the butter overseas, all the steak, all the beef. No more beef. You know, you had to eat horse meat then. This is World War II. This was the big hype that this satanic, demon possessed. Antichrist, which the Lord calls bastard, caused all the people to be afflicted like that during World War II. No more nylon stockings for you ladies, because you have to be patriotic, because they want to make parachutes out of the nylon. All right, and no more cigarettes, because all the cigarettes have to go over to the boys that are fighting for it to defend you. What a hype! You know, I mean, my God, these guys, I thought that before I was a Christian that I was a promoter. These guys, but they're amateurs because I can see right through them. And Saul Leibowitz, who was married to my late wife, Susie, she finally found out that he was a weasel. Well, he was the one that would go out on these barges and dump all that stuff into the sea. Of course, all the movie stars, Susie was a movie star, a rising star at the time, and they'd get all the cigarettes they wanted, and beef steaks and butter and cheese and whatever it was. And there was a ban on Hershey bars. You couldn't eat them because of the boys overseas that are fighting for your defense and protecting you need those Hershey bars for energy. Oh, my God, you know, believe that. I mean, you ought to put that in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Amen?
Amen.
And that people believe that garbage. There was plenty of everything. I lived in Fergus County over in Lewistown, Montana at the time, and I was just a little kid. I said, why is there a shortage of butter? All these guys that we know that have farms around, dairy farms around here, they were paid to flush that milk down the toilets. They just hosed or they milked the cows, because if you don't, they'd blow up, I guess. And, you know, they had to get rid of all the milk. They had churns there to make butter and all that sort of stuff. You could have ice cream, but why would then you couldn't have butter? There was somebody that was so hot for butter that he gave a brand new car away for 3 pounds of it. People would almost give their life for butter, and here it was so readily available in the... Now, this is Vatican government, Antichrist government baloney. Okay? I'm putting it mildly. Bojive. You know? Salami. You know, wise up, people. This stuff, they got these smoke screens going on. First, the China, oh, Russians are going to get you, the commies are going to get you, the socialists, the fascists, the Nazis. That was all Vatican. The Civil War, the South, they pitted us against each other here in the United States. Well, anyway, this is what's happening. Now, just look at this poor deceived officer here. He knows that that's what Bush is doing. But Bush is an out and out criminal for following this, following Satan. And Clinton said he'd take full responsibility for killing the people at Waco. But the Vatican says, just do it and I'll protect you. Don't worry, you're not going to be tried for it. And the cattle all believe that it's necessary to kill cult people. And we're to go over there. They killed Jim Jones and all his people with bullets. They had bullets in every one of them. And drink Kool-Aid. Are you that stupid to believe something like that? Come over here and try to brainwash us into drinking Kool-Aid or anybody else. Would you? And they wouldn't either. No 1,000 people are going to drink poison Kool-Aid. If they would have examined them a little bit further, the people escaped in the woods and came to our church and went to other churches and told them that. But people know that if you expose these weasels, that you're going to be oppressed. They're going to come against you. They've boycotted me. They won't let me have credit cards. I was in 10,000 stores with my beautiful design jackets and clothing. They went to all the 10,000 stores and said that I was running slave labor camps, when in reality I was just hiring manufacturers in the United States, helping the economy. And some of our people did some designing and stuff, but they loved it because they liked arts and crafts. Amen?
Amen.
And so, but they said that I was running slave labor camps, and if any one of them will sell my clothing, with the rhinestones and everything that all the stars were wearing, they said they'd close their stores down. If anyone did an interview with me on television or radio, they would close the stations down. And this is what they do. So that's why people don't like to expose them. Okay? Now, so go ahead and let's finish up with this guy's letter.
My dad was buried with full military honors, so I cannot act for him. But for myself, I return enclosed the symbols of my years of service, the shoulder boards of my rank and my naval aviator's wings. Until your administration, I believed it was inconceivable that the United States would ever initiate an aggressive and preemptive war against a country that posed no threat to us. Until your administration, I thought it was impossible for our nation to take hundreds of persons into custody without provable charges of any kind and to, quote, disappear, unquote, them into holes like Gitmo, Abu Ghraib, and Bagram.
Yeah, they just, these people, the American military is over there slaughtering people and throwing them into holes and covering them up with bulldozers. This is the same thing that the German government did. They just thought, you know, Satan's crazy, he wants to kill everybody. And when you get a bunch of soldiers brainwashed by the Vatican and by the Vatican's puppet, the president and the administration, they'll do anything they tell them to do. They're evil, they say. They're evil. This man is a maniac. He has weapons of mass destruction. And the man said, no, you Americans are the only ones that have weapons of mass destruction. Why don't you disarm yourself? Because we don't have any arms over here. Well, no, they just kept blowing them up. And they're over there now saying, we're going to bring democracy in there, when in reality it means we're bringing satanic dictatorship into the country. That's what they've done to all these countries that they're blowing up. They're bringing satanic Catholic dictatorship into it. Satan's dictatorship. So stop being stupid and believe the things that you hear on the news, because it ain't that way. What it is just the Vatican that's doing every evil thing. The Bible calls this satanic cult in Rome the mother of whores, the mother of harlots. I see the mother of every abomination on earth, every evil, filthy sin. Okay? Now you have to remember, you're going to have to signal me with time, right? She's the timekeeper over here. All right, so keep finish off this guy's letter. I just can't, you know, stop talking because, you know, we got to finish this letter.
Until your administration, in my wildest legal fantasy, I could not imagine a U.S. Attorney General seeking to justify torture, or a president first stating his intent to veto an anti-torture law and then adding a, quote, signing statement, unquote, that he intends to ignore such law as he sees fit.
Right. Well, that's the way it was with Waco. No one could believe or conceive. It was just like unreal. You just couldn't believe your eyes that they're in there shooting these little kids and burning them up, and their mothers. It's these mothers in horror seeing their little children being shot at and burnt up. You know, if you could see these kids on television, the ones that they're blown, they don't even know what's going on. They said, are you afraid to go back? And the father said, yeah, because we're just peaceful and we're driving in our car and you don't know if they're going to, these tanks, American tanks and American military over there are just killing us for no reason at all. Oh yes, there is a reason. They're maniacs. They're devils, they say. That's what they said about me. That's what they said about Koresh. That's what they said about Jim Jones. That's what they say about anybody that they want to destroy. They have to make you believe that we're all a bunch of devils and that they're angels. I mean, come on, the American public, a lot of others, millions of American public now that are believing what I was telling them over 40 years ago. Okay, then what?
I do not want these things done in my name. As a citizen, a patriot, a parent and grandparent, a lawyer and law teacher, I am left with such a feeling of loss and helplessness. I think of myself as a good American, and I ask myself, what can I do when I see the face of evil? Illegal and immoral war, torture and confinement for life without trial have never been part of our constitutional tradition.
Okay, they're putting people in prisons without a trial. And they're putting them dead to death without a trial. Just because they just because they want to. They want to have fun. It's like they said about John Peeler, who was with the government until he saw this evil things. They tried to hire him to assassinate me. He wouldn't do it, so they throw his son in prison. But they called it a turkey shoot at Waco. It's a fun thing. Come on, let's go and have some fun. Want to have fun? Come on, let's go and kill a bunch of Christians. That's what they're saying. Want to have fun? Let's go kill a bunch of kids and women, their mothers and kids. Let's blow their arms and legs off. This one girl, little girl, 3 years old, had three of her limbs blown off, and she was she had shrapnel in her eyes. She went totally blind for a long time. But the little boy that was on, the 8-year-old boy, was totally blind and had one arm blown off of him because of American troops. And Tom, you say I'm unpatriotic? No, I'm anti-Satan. I'm 100% America, but this is not American government anymore. These are not American soldiers. These are people that believe that Bush is right because Satan in the Vatican told him that it was right to torture people. And he says he's a Christian, and these satanic people that are calling themselves Christians, like Hagee, Reverend Hagee, he says that we have to listen to President Bush. We must do what he says. Why are you people trying to fight President Bush when you know that he's the very one that's trying to help us? Reverend Hagee, you're totally deceived. You've become part of, if you don't watch it, I don't know how you stay. I can't believe what you're saying. But you're in danger of becoming an antichrist if you're not already one. Yes, you preach some good messages, but then you just put enough satanic evil in there to back the Vatican. You put the Vatican down. They don't mind if you do that, as long as you will say that to do the things that they tell you to do. They don't mind if you knock them, because what they do is just get on television and say, yeah, we're being persecuted, and here we are, the oldest church in the world, and all this kind of stuff. Satan is very clever. He's a con artist, a liar, the father of liars. And you want to be deceived, then just keep believing it. But I warn you that if you do, you're going to be in hell in the lake of fire. Okay, finish off with this guy.
But my vote has become meaningless because I live in a safe district drawn by your political party. My congressman is unresponsive to my concerns because his time is filled with lobbyists' largesse. Protests are limited to your, quote, free speech zones, unquote.
Yeah, they let you speak freely in an alley someplace. Okay, then what else?
Out of sight of the parade.
Right.
Even speaking openly is to risk being labeled un-American, pro-terrorist, or anti-troops. And I am a disciplined pacifist, so any violent act is out of the question. Nevertheless, to remain silent is to let you think I approve or support your actions. I do not.
I'm not silent either. I do not approve of anything that Satan does or any of Satan's people like yourself, sir. All right? I pray that you get saved. I'm not a violent person either. I wouldn't blow you up or send troops over here or over there to kill you. I wouldn't do anything like that. That's your shtick, okay, not mine. Okay, what else?
So I am saddened to give up my wings and bars. They were hard won, and my parents and wife were as proud as I was when I earned them over 40 years ago.
Yeah, when you were totally deceived at that time. Now you're just a little bit deceived. You believe that it's Bush that just comes up with all these things. Bush doesn't have... If he had a brain, he'd be more dangerous than he is right now. Amen?
Amen.
The Pope is the one that's calling the shots in the world today. But really, the Lord is for the ones that are going to be saved. And I'm from the Lord, and I'm calling the shots. Get out of the Vatican. Get out of the government. Get out of this war. Get into the Spirit of the Lord. Get out of the media. Don't believe anything they say. The only thing that I believe that they say sometimes is when they show one of these koala bears that just got born in a zoo. All right, go ahead.
But I hate the torture and death you have caused more than I value their symbolism. Giving them up makes me cry for my beloved country. Signed, Joseph Duwacker, from Orlando, Florida.
How do you spell Duwacker?
D-U-R-O-C-H-E-R.
Okay, so he puts his name out. He's not ashamed to make a stand for what he thinks is right. But to think something is right and for it being right is two different things. He's partially right. Yes, Bush did do that, but he was influenced greatly by Rome, the Vatican. And everybody that's doing these crazy things that you see today are of Rome. Because Satan has been cast down. He's no longer allowed to bring petitions to the throne of the Lord. And he's gone insane. He's gone mad, the Bible says, because he knows that his time is short before he'll be burning in the lake of fire forever. Satan hates me to say these things. But I hate Satan so bad because I see all the torture that he's causing on earth. And I hate, people that are... the fact that people are so stupid that they follow these things and that they are following into the evil and they are hooked into the violence and the filth that's on television, right? Mm-hmm. And the corruption in the world. All right? Now, to have sexual relationships with your wife or your husband is wonderful. The Lord likes that. And there's a way to procreate children and to, have some form of, to show and express your love to one another. And many other things. It's enjoyment and so on. But, I mean, keep it confined to your household. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so, Josh, our time is running out, so I'm going to, was there anything short that you had here? We have many letters here.
Yes.
Go ahead, read one.
Short one from Nigeria, Africa. Dear Pastor Lamo, I am happy to know about you through Pastor Godfrey. He was on his evangelizing troop when I met him on the way. He shared with me the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and gave me one of your newsletters. After reading through it, my life was changed instantly. I also left all, forsook all, and now I am fellowshipping with him in his house. Pastor, my aim of writing is to request for more Bibles for persons like me who have none, because souls are joining the Alamo Christian Church daily in our place here, and I hope one day you will come and see how our church is growing.
Right, now see, we're not going to win any souls exposing Satan and everything, per se, because this is part of the gospel, is to pull down these evil things. How could we pull them down if we didn't know what was evil in the world? Amen?
Amen.
So we have to pull them down, and the way you pull them down is by exposing them, but we don't forget to preach the gospel. But this is part of the gospel, to expose Satan and to resist him. How could we know where Satan was to resist if we didn't know where he was? He's in Rome, and he's in a lot of people here in the United States and other different countries as well. The kings, the princes, the presidents of different countries. Countries, they wouldn't be existing. There would be great oppression against them if they were doing the things that were right. But because of the fact that they're doing what the Vatican says, the Vatican supports them with the troops of America, and even they're recruiting armies from China and Russia and all over the place to attack anyone that opposes them. And here I am, I'm a sitting duck. I'm like a bullseye, you know. They know just where I'm at. And if you see anything happen to me, you know where it's coming from. They'll say, well, so irate backslider or something like that. And you're going to see some great opposition coming this June. They're lining up television programs to malign me again for exposing them. And so they recruited a bunch of backsliders from the church that I had to throw out of the church because they wanted to live lives of sin again. And I just don't allow it in this church. I told the Lord that there's going to be one church on this earth that is going to be very strict to do exactly what you say. And so if anyone does wrong, just like chapter 11 in the book of Revelations, chapter 11, that put the ones that don't line up with the Word of God, put them out. And that's where we're at in time. And that's what I do. And what they do is they go to the government, to the Vatican's government, and to the Vatican, and to the media, and they do everything they can to try to bring false charges against us and everything in hopes that you won't listen to me. But that's your problem if you don't listen to me, because I'm saved. If I get killed in the process, I'm saved, I'll be in heaven. But what about you if somebody kills you tonight or today or this morning? Where will you be if you don't have the Spirit of God in Christ, which is Christ is the Spirit, the life-giving Spirit in you? You're going to be right in hell forever. And so these are I'm just saying these things to caution you to do what the Lord is saying through me to tell you to do. Then what else?
I hope one day you will come and see how your church is growing. We are also in need of more newsletters to cover the nearby villages and towns. If you will always stay behind us, then we shall do the work of God effectively. May the God who called you into this ministry keep you for us, and to the glory of His name, amen. I also need your prayers for more spiritual growth every day of my life. Thank you, Pastor. I am Brother Simon from Benin State, Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, everybody pray for this man, that the Lord will just keep him and give him more power and strength. He will receive that by reading. Okay, read the one from Buster there real fast, Mike.
Okay, this is regarding a man from Lawrenceville, Georgia. He had written a response from one of your radio broadcasts on WGUN Big Gun radio station out of Atlanta, Georgia. He said after listening to your radio message, he knew you were the strongest man of God he had ever heard. He had received salvation in 1991 and had looked continually for someone who spoke the whole truth of God. When he heard your message, he said immediately the Spirit of the Lord came down upon him to go to one of your churches and see firsthand what it was like, what the members of your ministries were like, and if he could feel the presence of the Almighty God in a church service of one of the churches that you are pastor over. He picked the Falk, Arkansas church to come and attend a service at. After he and the pastor of the church he attends in Lawrenceville, Georgia, prayed together, and his pastor told him that the Lord truly did want Chris to come to one of our services. So Chris packed his suitcase, told his wife and kids that God is calling him to Falk, Arkansas, and that he would be back in a few days. Upon arrival at our church in Falk and several hours of fellowship at our cafeteria, he did attend that night service and then left the following day to go back home. He said that he was truly blessed by this experience. He said he felt the presence of God immediately when he was greeted by brothers of our ministry upon first meeting them and fellowshipping with them. He also said he felt the presence of God at services that night, from the opening prayer, song service, responses from your literature, prayer requests, reading, testimonies, message, all the way through to the opening of the altar and the closing prayer. He said he could see the light of the living God shining through all the brothers and sisters and children of this ministry in Falk, Arkansas. When he was almost home, he called me on my cell phone, as I asked him to let me know that he arrived home safely. During this conversation, he said he had to tell me something fantastic that happened to him on his trip home. He said he went part way and decided to get a motel and finish his trip home the next day. At that motel that night, while reading one of your pieces of literature, he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. He was so overjoyed that he said he was still rejoicing the next day on the phone call to me. The next part of the conversation, he said, had a lot of good things to tell the pastor and congregation of the church he attended at Lawrenceville about you and his supernatural experience on his trip. He said that God was going to turn those people's world upside down, since it was a Baptist church that doesn't want to discuss the baptism of the Holy Spirit and that believes in eternal security, once saved, always saved, that he now knows it's not the truth of the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
All right, praise the Lord. It's so nice to see somebody get saved from the radio broadcast and then to get to bed, come to our church and realize that this is the place, and to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the way home. Okay, so now Sharon, come on, let's read a couple of lines at least of how to have God's life living in you. As I stated before, that in the Old Testament, the same word is used for spirit, breath, and wind. And if you read the New Testament, you'll see it's the same thing. John chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it mentions spirit, but it's the same word, pneuma. Breath is in Revelations 11:11, and wind is the same word. Pneuma is John 3:8. So read those scriptures and you'll see that it's the same. Okay, I guess we got time for one or two lines here because our time is up, but go ahead.
Most Christians that claim to be Christians, they're poverty stricken. They don't care if you are withered, and they don't care if you are alive.
Yeah, they just don't care. They're a Christian in name, like the Vatican. The Catholics call themselves Christians, but really you're not a Christian until Christ, who is the Spirit now, with His Father in Him, and by the Spirit enters into your mortal body. And then that's how God's life lives in you. And it happens when you say a prayer. Now, this prayer is what will get God's life living in you. And you can say it right now and really get blessed. And you'll have the power of God and the wisdom of God living in you. So say this prayer now to the Lord to be saved. Say it to Him. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believed that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And He took Him out of hell. I mean, He rose from hell, death, the grave, by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. Your word says You'll turn no one away. And therefore I know that includes me. Therefore I know You've heard me and I know You've answered me. And You said, everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know I'm saved. I called on You. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. Now, just raise your hands up. I know I'm saved. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now, no matter what trials and tribulations, all the terrorism on earth, it doesn't make any difference. My soul is saved. And if the breath goes out of my body, I'm going to be in the best place in the whole universe, and that's heaven. Hallelujah, where I'll never die, and I'll never get old, and I'll always be young. But, okay, and so right now, you know, just keep praising and thanking the Lord. And here's four different ways that you can receive a Bible free of charge, or one of these programs, or you can listen to the programs on the website. You can go to the website and listen to all these programs. But this is program 138, or you can call right to us or whatever, and receive either a tape or a CD. So show them four ways that they can receive literature or whatever. All right?
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right, so praise the Lord. Now, be sure you tune in tomorrow. All these broadcasts are very important for you to mature in the Lord, to grow fully. And you're getting more than a university-level training here. This is on-the-job training. This is in the spirit training. So tune in tomorrow, and until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.